listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Expect a few showers around today and the chance of a storm. Mackay is heading for 30 degrees. Here's what we're covering this Friday, January 27. Warning over unofficial long weekend drownings, why last week's rain may be affecting your mental health, and local house prices on the downfall. It's been a busy summer on waterways with more than 50 drowning deaths recorded since December, 10 of those in Queensland. The risk of drowning increases on long weekends, and just a few days ago, a four-year-old boy had to be pulled from a pool and flown to hospital after a near drowning on Hamilton Island. Nathan Fife from Surf Life Saving Queensland says there's a few easy ways to protect yourself if you're heading to the beach.
We just want people to, enjoy the beautiful beaches, but do it safely and do it between the red and yellow flags and between the patrol time. A lot of time for people to head to the beach, and that's the time you should be going.
A joint study by the Climate Council and Beyond Blue is shining a light on the invisible crisis creeping up on regional communities. It's revealed one in five rural Aussies has experienced major mental health issues following events like flooding, drought and bushfires. With access to psychological services already limited in regional areas, Research Director Dr. Simon Bradshaw says more needs to be done to combat the issue.
We need to be doing far more this decade to be driving down emissions, dealing with the source of the problem, but also boosting our mental health services around the country, particularly so that there is greater support available to vulnerable communities, especially in the wake of severe disasters.
If you need support, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. New home sales were down by more than 40% in Queensland in the last quarter of 2022. Realestate.com.au shows a drop of more than $34,000 in the median value of Mackay homes during that time. The Housing Industry Association says the slowing in sales will flow through to a stagnation in building activity in the second half of 2023. Chief Economist Tim Reardon says the decline is a direct consequence of the fastest increase in the cash rate in a generation.
There is a very large volume of building work that's currently underway on the ground, and that's going to take a number of months at least through into the second half of this year, if not into 2024, before we start seeing the full impacts of this slowdown.
And the Whitsunday Regional Council Awards have been presented, with Graeme Smith named Citizen of the Year at a ceremony in Proserpine, while Mac Rogers is Young Citizen of the Year. The Australia Day Our Whitsunday Way event also saw 27 new citizens welcomed from 10 different countries. Checking sports, six women from the Mackay Cutters will be booting up for the first ever Indigenous v Maori All-Stars game to be played in New Zealand. S.A. Banu, Sarika Muka, Jasmine Peters and Tallulah Tillett will be playing for the Indigenous squad, with Shannon Marto and Laika Clark playing for the Maoris. And all eyes will be on the skies this weekend as cricketers wait to find out whether the T20 shootout can finally continue. If it does, we'll see a top v bottom clash between Brothers and South Sharks, what could be a close one between Magpies and Norths, with Pioneer Valley and Walkerston wrapping up the round. And that's what you need to know this Friday morning. I'll be back later with more local news.